Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Meganese Nation on this Thursday night. And I tell you what, we got a lot we're going to be talking about. I'd like to do a shout out to my friend Kenny Stewart, all the way from Oklahoma, that's listening in. And to my friend Melissa Bastelas, that's listening in up here in Albuquerque. And everybody else, we thank you for joining in. Russell, how you doing, brother?
Doing well tonight, gentlemen. Doing well. Doing
so,
a little paperwork here.
Well, I'll tell
doing
you,
a little paperwork. It's warmed up here a little bit, so I'm happy about that.
Same here. It warmed up to about 75.
Other than that, just watching everything come unraveled, brother.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Well, I was out scrounging for ammo today. Just about every gun shop here in town is sold out within 24 hours. Sold out of ammo. I was lucky. I found a place just right up the road I didn't know existed. So bought about 500 rounds and talked to him. We're going to get together a group. We're going to get the neighborhood together and everything. And because, you know, when it unravels, man, it's going to be a free-for-all, you know.
Hey, brother, put Virgil on for a second. I got to go off the air for a minute.
Okay. Well, he just timed in, so. Yeah, he's there. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother? I got Ron on here.
Hey, man. Hey, how you
Ron,
doing,
how you
Ron?
Doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Oh, man, getting ready.
Yeah, we're all gearing up here, too.
Right. So, I tell you, well, Virgil and I have been talking most of the day. We put two together. He didn't snap till he figured it out. Virgil, why don't you tell everybody what we were talking about, what we think that we know what's going on?
Well, it kind of hit me when... I kind of picked up, you know, little phrases and words from the president's last speech, you know, when he was in Texas. And it just didn't sound right to me, you know. I just had a feeling. And I got to thinking... And I said, he's going to declassify shit. He's going to use Ukraine and Russia, and he's going to set Biden's ass up. And now it's come out on the news that he declassified Obamagate.
Yep.
Okay. So I think I was pretty close, and there's in that report too, there is the FBI has proof that one of the people that was supposedly a photographer up there was a left-wing activist, and they have video of him telling people to break shit, steal shit, burn shit, all in the Capitol and everything else. So it's coming out that this was not Trump supporters that pulled this bullshit.
It's coming out.
Well, we knew it. We just couldn't prove it. But now it's getting proven.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pointing out to me that a lot of these Democrats who are publicly supporting Pelosi and Biden and Harris and this agenda are going behind their backs and selling them out because they don't want them. They don't want them in either. So that's the only way that the media is going to get behind anything negative with Biden and Harris. So there's a group of them that's got to be selling them out.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because one of the ones that was arrested today, which happened to be the one that was carrying Pelosi's, you know, stand and stuff. Turns out that he's a Democrat and his father is a judge. Imagine that. Imagine that. And a lot of other reports are coming out now that I've been seeing since he's declassified this too, Virgil, is that the Capitol Police is very much under investigation for their part in this. And because witnesses are coming forward saying the Capitol Police was allowing Antifa inside before this even started.
Well,
before.
The thing is, they wouldn't have done that unless they were told to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is not that they let them in.
The problem is finding out who told them to do it.
It was the D.C. mayor. That was proving.
The D.C. mayor, no. The D.C. mayor, she has nothing to do with the Capitol Police. She has to do with the Washington City Police. All right. This was done higher up.
I'm going to say
and
Pelosi.
The only one higher up, Pelosi. Pelosi. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When she left out of there, why wasn't her office locked? Why wasn't the laptop put in a safe? Why, you know, all of this? All of this is just adding up. The red flags are just flying all over the place with this.
Well, here's the other thing that's been ringing my bell. I'm sure Ron would agree. They were prepared. They had gas masks. I've never seen gas masks during live feeds and stuff. They had a gas mask. They were prepared for it.
They keep gas masks in there, brothers. That's part of the stuff. That's part of the stuff they keep on hand. That's not uncommon. If you notice, they were more of the biological type than they were any kind of combat or anything like that. Full head covering gear and stuff like that. Now, the troops are being brought in there by FEMA, right? And I think we missed everything. I posted this yesterday, maybe the day before, or something like that. And track with me on this a minute.
All right.
So what happened when the president, like he did on the COVID, or for the emergency, national emergency he signed for the riots just the other day. What's the first thing that happened?
FEMA's activated?
Okay. Well, no. Let's put it to you. Which of the agencies is absolutely hands down the most powerful agency in the United States of America?
Oh, the FBI.
No. Think about that, Bert.
The military?
FEMA.
I said FEMA.
FEMA.
Okay. Think about it. FEMA, as we saw in Katrina and several other things like that, okay? Now, FEMA has the United States broke down into 10 regions. Has it broke down into 10 regions, okay? So when he declares an emergency, the first thing that happens is FEMA kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, follow me on this for just a minute here. So FEMA kicks in, okay? Now, what does FEMA have the power to do? They can move troops. They can use local law enforcement. They can bring law enforcement in. They can use military. They even have the authority to hire mercs if they want to. They don't need judges to sign search warrants. If they think there's evidence, they can go in there and get it. They don't need judges to sign on arrest warrants. And they can suspend the Constitution. It all falls under their job description, and they have the absolute power to do it, okay? Now, track with me for a minute, okay? big battle been going on, like, and have you noticed for like the last 30 days or so, probably first part, maybe mid part of December, President Trump's been completely relaxed. All right. If you notice that in his character, he's out doing his thing. He signed executive orders that that the end result of would happen long after he's supposedly out of office. The whole Space Force thing, can we put out spacecraft that have nuclear capabilities? He's asked for a couple different studies on different things. So this is not the action of a man fixing to leave office.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So and here's the thing.
Let me finish.
Me?
Please.
Go ahead, brother.
So you got a man there who's not worried about anything, and then he gave his little thing on the border, and he was asked, and he said he's not worried about impeachment, and he's not worried about the 25th Amendment. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that means that whatever they do, he thinks it's going to be, or he knows it's going to be moot. It won't matter because of what's fixing to happen. Now, I've had a couple mm-hmm. command sergeant majors and stuff make the same suggestions and agree with me on this. Now, I'm not saying I'm right. Don't get me wrong. But after going back through all the intel and looking at everything, this is the only thing that makes sense. So what are we seeing happen at the Capitol? They had fences go up overnight. They had a second fence go up overnight. They're hanging
mm-hmm.
razor wire. By this evening, there'll be 25,000 troops
mm-hmm.
in the Capitol.
There's 22,000.
Authorization is up. Authorization is up to 40,000. They just rolled
mm-hmm.
heavy armor in there. So basically, what FEMA has done is turned the Capitol into a camp, or if you want to look at it that way, detainment center.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump declassifying a bunch of stuff tomorrow. And my thought on this is that I personally don't think Biden's going to take the chair, but if he does take the chair, it's not going to be very long because I think this is going to be a very, very interesting weekend. And like
mm-hmm.
I said, I'll take part of the blame too because I think I missed the ball on this. I've been distracted looking at the IA, why isn't he taking action on this?
Mm-hmm.
Then I got to watching the troop movement, the C-17 movement. We've had the P-3s
mm-hmm.
in the air. Pelosi went MIA for 2 days. Nobody's heard a word from Brennan, Comey, Strzok. Nobody's heard a word from those people. I mean, even Obama's
mm-hmm.
been pretty damn quiet. All right?
So, mm-hmm.
I think we got sidetracked, worried about the Insurrection Act being signed and all
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing when this
was
happening right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm. And I think I said it the other night that I did mention, could this be a setup for military arrest? Because that's the only thing I could think of for them, for that many troops to be there. Never in history has that many troops been in D.C. ever. And I'm thinking,
not since the Civil War. Not since the Civil War.
Right.
I think there was 30,000 troops in and around D.C., at Obama's second inauguration or whatever, because people were pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not they did not turn the Capitol into a detainment center, and they certainly didn't have any armor over them. And you don't grow armor in unless you're expecting big trouble of some kind. All right, we sent out messages for the Patriot Movement, our brothers to the north, here in Texas, Louisiana, everywhere. We put out a message for everybody to stand down on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Do not do anything. Do not participate in any of the armed rallies. Because the only people pushing this and the only fires we've seen come out about this thing has been from the FBI being pushed by the media. This absolutely stinks of a false flag. So anybody out there listening tonight and stuff like that, don't take the bait. Stand down. If things don't happen, there's plenty of time to do what needs to be done. But right now, I would strongly suggest everybody sit back, make sure you got plenty of whiskey and ice, make sure you got popcorn, because I honestly believe this is going to be a very, very interesting weekend. What are your
thoughts? What is your thoughts, Ron?
Do you think I'm far off on this?
Go ahead, Ron.
All right. I was just making sure. Honestly, I mean, I would love to. I'll be honest with you. I hope you guys are right. I hope that turns point another card. I hope that things are going to go great. I definitely don't want Biden and Harris in there and having a bunch of commies run all three branches of government. You know what I mean? I've heard so many rumors and read so many news links and this and that, and it's so hard to distinguish, you know what I mean, anymore, what's true, what's not true, what's theories, what's conspiracies, you know what I'm saying? I would like to think that Trump has got a card to play and that he's going to play it, and I would love to see corrupt politicians go to prison and be tried for treason and everything. I'm one of those guys that I hope for the best, but I'm preparing for the worst.
Same here, brother.
We're standing up here on it. You know what I mean? We're hoping for the best, but we're going to prepare for the worst.
Yep. And as like I said earlier, me and my neighbors.
Here's the thing. Okay. If Trump lets Biden get in, okay, if he's sworn in as president, with all of this, the first thing he's going to run for is a fountain pen and then pardon papers, and he's going to pardon every swinging dick that's implicated in this Obamagate, all right? That's number one, okay? So by doing this at this time, and the FBI and the media pretty much advertising all of this, and they really have no defense, is like I told Joseph, I see a bunch of Democrats that are playing the role of, get rid of Trump, but they're going behind the scenes and they're stabbing Pelosi and Biden in the back. You know?
This is how treasonous these people are. Pelosi went to Major General Berger and asked him for 3,500 combat-ready Marines to put at the Capitol to ensure that the transition went smoothly. All right. General Berger told her no. And she pressed him again for it. And he pretty much came out and told her, ma'am, do not question my patriotism, my love for this country. I've served this country with distinction for 40 years. We are the United States Marine Corps, and we take our orders from the commander-in-chief of this country. And he pretty much told her to go fornicate herself with the back barrel captives. Just a general burger. Now you got to remember, Miller's no slouch either. All right, mm-hmm. Miller's no slouch. He's a good guy. He's a white hat. And right now, since Chad, what was his name? Chad Wolf stepped down from the DHS. Guess who's running the DHS right now?
He is.
Gaynor. And Gaynor is a retired Marine officer and an oath keeper. Now, the guy running FEMA right now, his name is, I want to say Fenton. I may be wrong on that. And I don't know a lot about him, but I have not heard anything bad about him. And like you said, and another interesting thing, all right, the 29th Infantry. The pictures and stuff like that, you know, they showed the troops sleeping there in the Capitol and stuff like that. I saw the patches for the 29th Infantry. Now, do y'all know who the 29th Infantry is?
No.
The 29th Infantry is the unit that pulls duty at Gitmo.
Yes, they are.
Yep, 29th Infantry. And so, and look, man, you know, the fence went up overnight. They put in a double fence, and now they're putting razor wire around that thing. So, I mean, okay, you've got, so supposedly by next week there's going to be 40,000 troops on the ground. You've got armor. You've got it fenced off. You know, why double fence? Why the razor wire? All that. The Patriot movement's been told to stand down. So who are they worried about? I don't think they're worried about anyone making.
What we got to watch with this, with the razor wire, with the concertina wire, okay, what you got to watch is what side of that fence they set it on. If they set it on the outside, that's a defensive. If they set it on the inside, that's when you're trying to contain something.
Yep.
So if they set it to the inside, we know what's going to happen. We know for sure what's going to happen.
They're going to be fucked. You know. Well, here's something I wanted to mention to you while we can, because somebody asked me the question on this, and I'm going to answer the best I can so you guys can help out. On the impeachment that happened yesterday, don't believe that, because that wasn't even an impeachment. That was done illegally. They bypassed the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all the other things needed.
No, not the Joint. Hold up, Joseph. They didn't bypass the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They bypassed the Congressional and Senatorial Judicial Committee.
Yes.
See, it was a total violation of due process.
Exactly.
Yes,
so this impeachment is not real. So don't buy into it. Okay? Even Trump said the same. That's why Trump's not worried, because he knows. So somebody asked me that, and I had to answer that. So that's how that works. So what they did yesterday was totally illegal. So,
well, it was
go ahead.
They changed the rules. There was no due process at all. It was, for whatever reason, it was rushed through the show. Mitch McConnell seems like he's turning into a turncoat. But you can't impeach somebody after they're out of office if that happens. So I don't know if they're doing this to cover their butts or whatever. But that was an interesting thing that happened. It truly was. What I find interesting is the C-17s, too, that are flying back and forth between the West Coast and D.C. I mean, these have been frequent flights that have been going. Now, on a C-17, if you're not hauling any cargo, you redo the seating. You put 188 troops in there, all right? Normally, you mm-hmm. carry 8 pallets. We're talking aircraft pallets right now. You can carry 8 pallets and 54 troops, 27 on each side. But these things have been running nonstop back and forth on that. And there's been some interesting stuff going on. There's been some, I forget what they were now, but we've had planes leaving there to Jamaica, Greenland, which is a couple prison type sites and that sort of thing. And but the thing that I really find most interesting about this is when they went up with the Constantine Raven Bar, whatever you want to call it, and the 29th Infantry being there, those guys' specialty are running prisoners, handling the prisoners, detention and that sort of thing. And you don't bring those guys into work on a normal security detail. That just doesn't happen. Am I wrong?
Right. No, you're not wrong at all. I'm thinking, you know, that he's using their arrogance and their smugness and their corruption against them, and it's not going. I don't think there's going to be a transition. I think it's going to be a catch 'em live trap. Because I find it very unusual, very, very unusual with the corruption that we know about within the FBI and those lap jackal dogs in the media to even Fox News is part of it now, to even bring out and put a positive spin on him declassifying this Obamagate.
Yeah, that threw me off.
This was a shock to me when I didn't believe it till I saw the clip of Lou Dobbs interviewing this gentleman and him spilling the beans about it and everything. And you're talking about, you know, you're not only talking about treason, you know, treason, yeah, you know, but it's, you know, people
that goes beyond that.
You know, it treason just doesn't have the same luster as it once did, you know, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about the RICO Act, oh, well, then people understand the RICO Act. You know, John Gotti, Sammy the Bull Romano, the mob hearings, you know, the RICO Act. I mean, you're talking about a group of people who conspired and got together to do criminal acts, and that is the RICO Act.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is I'm just tickled to death. I'm just on pins and needles to see what's going to come out on all of this.
Right.
And you know, like I said, this isn't happening unless the Democrats, unless there's dissension in the ranks. They've got some ankle biters in there, and it's dissension in the ranks. And I'm thinking the lady from Hawaii, I can't never pronounce her last name, but Gabby, I think she's one of them. And I think I think there's quite a few Democrats that sympathize with Trump. He does have Democrats that's on his side. I think they're the ones doing this, and they're the ones promoting this. And you know, it's, you know, today is the 15th. You know, tomorrow is the 15th. We got five more days. You know, and a lot can happen. A lot can happen in five days, people. So you know,
if you guys remember, I cut out the articles about Lynn Wood, and he stated that he knew the military was going to be in there, and they're watching every Pelosi's every move, Pence's every move, and so forth. And now he comes out and says the military will be in control for a little while, but it's nothing to worry about. And Lynn Wood hasn't lied yet.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I do know that Wood and Powell have turned their evidence over to the military.
Mm.
And right now, that is Miller, okay? At this point, other than rattling their jaws, Powell and Linwood and Wood, that's all they're doing is rattling their jaws right now. They took everything they had, and they did a fine job, and that's in the hands of the military. We also know they had Pelosi's laptop. That was even supported by the left-wing rag CNN, but then they dropped the story and it disappeared.
Right.
So, and
but here's
what you're
my question,
what
guys.
You're seeing right now from these Democrats is sheer panic.
Mm-hmm.
It's sheer panic.
Well, here's my thing, and, guys, and see if you can answer this for me. Go ahead,
finish
Russell. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead and finish Russell, then I'll go ahead.
You're seeing sheer panic. And now, this impeachment thing was an absolute sham. There was no due process. Pelosi changed the rules. Nobody got to see any evidence. Nobody got to apply any defense. I mean, we have the video of Trump. He never incited anybody to anything. And there's all kinds of video evidence of the Democrats out there doing it. There is no such thing as the office of the president-elect. That was fabricated to give Biden some kind of validity, okay?
Well, he is delusional.
Joseph, you know, do something with that microphone, man.
All right. Well, hold on.
And
my thing is, with them silencing, you know, they banned Carter, banned Wibkin today, banned Gab today, doesn't work either. Banning everything to keep us quiet. What's up with that? What are they afraid? Is this what they're afraid of with communications? To let us know what's, you know, they don't want us to communicate, but we do have other means to do so. But what the fuck is up with that? Twitter,
well,
Parler, Facebook, you know.
They use the false flag. They use the false flag at the Capitol. I mean, anybody who pays any attention has seen the video of the cops stepping away from the barricades and waving the people through. It was a complete false flag. And they, along with the FBI and the media, are using this to scare people and discredit the Patriot movement. That's all there is to it. There's a full-blown war. I mean, you know, all the big tech players, they were fixing to face antitrust stuff. Trump was going to take them down. And they got on board with this, and they're shutting down every Patriot. I mean, think about it. Seriously, we're living in an upside-down world right now. These treasonous people, along with the media, has branded the good guys, the Patriot movement, as terrorists, and the media is pounding this into the sheep's head every day, all day long, day after day. And I'm telling you right now, the FBI is corrupt. Don't expect them to do anything worthwhile or honest. The CIA has been corrupt for decades. We just found out how bad
they
do
that for a long time. What do you mean you just found out?
DOJ can't be trusted, and they own John Roberts.
Yeah.
They got blackmail material on John Roberts. And he's the Chief Justice, so you're not getting anything to the Supreme Court.
Virgil, you're barely coming in, brother.
Okay. All right.
I think he's talking to somebody.
Okay. All right.
But I think you're correct, Virgil. I mean, Russell. I mean, you know, it's gonna be interesting. Oh, it sounds like he's fighting
Virgil,
with somebody.
Virgil, we can't hear a word you're saying.
He's fighting with somebody.
Well, I gotta go. They sent me the information in the morning. I gotta go load somewhere and go to Deer Park, Texas. Okay. There's stuff here. This is flammable soap in here.
At least it's not a prostitute this time. So, Ron, what is your thoughts on all this, brother? I know you wanted to call in and.
Hey guys, before Ron gets on there, man, I'm gonna blast off. I got things to do. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Hunker down, relax, stay away from any protests, and watch what happens this weekend. I think it's gonna be very, very interesting. Love you guys.
Right.
God bless.
Oh, Russell, I was gonna ask you before you go, you got those pictures I sent you of those helicopters that was flying around up here?
Those look like ospreys.
Yeah, because they're
those were ospreys, though. They weren't helicopters.
Well, they're airplanes that turn into helicopters, from what I've seen. But they were practicing just earlier, dropping things and then landing, then dropping things, then landing. They've never done that out here. So I'm like wondering what the hell's going on with that. You know, because we've never had that kind of activity out here.
I don't know the answer to that, but a real good source, because I'm not much on tracking aircraft or any of that kind of stuff, but the guy at Monkey Works, Monkey and his WERX, Monkey Works. That guy, retired Air Force, he knows that stuff, and he tracks that stuff all day long, every day. And I tell you what, if you want to know what's happening in the air, if there's anything going on, that's the guy. That's
let me know.
Man.
All right, let me know.
Look, guys, I got to get off of here, too. I got to drop this trailer and get out the way. So,
all
good
right,
night,
brother.
Everybody.
Well, we'll come back. What? It is that time, anyhow. I lost track of time. So, you guys be careful after. Watch your backs. Ron, would you want to speak for a little while before we shut off to let everybody know, you know, what your outfit's doing and everything? Or
yeah, I'll say a couple things. You know,
all right, go
ahead,
brother.
Like I said before, I hope that things go well and that. Trump's got a plan and gets enforced, and some of these corrupt bastards go to prison, you know what I mean, and get, or not prison, but actually I hope they get hung for treason. And also Republicans that turncoated and betrayed us and the America, you know what I mean? They need to be held accountable too. I mean, I agree with not going to any of the protests right now and stuff like that. I believe some of them are, just to lure us in, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to any, but, you know, I think that the American people, regardless of what anybody thinks right now, you know, should get prepared.
Right.
And that's what I
think. And I
think the absolute way that we will get our country back is when we stand up together and fight.
Right. And I agree with you. And it's like what we're doing up here. I got together with my neighbors. And we're talking. I'm going to call you and talk to you about that later on. And they're wanting to group, because up here where I live at would be the last place to come and infiltrate if anything does happen. And so we're going to group and get together. And we got a base station picked out. Guys got some private land. And we're going to go out there and stuff. So and everything. So it's probably about a couple hundred in my community. So we're going to get together and inform. so and everything. So because I where I bought my gun at, I was talking to the guy today, and he was telling me that if I want to form a group, he knows a bunch of people in the area. I said, go for it. Give him my name and number.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's important that everybody starts getting together with your neighbors and like-minded people
mm-hmm.
within your community and start standing together and forming these
mm-hmm.
groups and making contingency plans and bug-out plans and all
yeah,
these things.
And, you
because
know,
the reality is, it doesn't matter how
and, you know,
badass
been,
you are. You can only take on so many people by yourself.
Exactly. And, you know, I've been trying to do this for the last couple You know, and I've been trying to do this for the last couple of years, and it's finally going to happen. So, you know, I'll kind of
well,
take a peek on that.
Well, too many people got complacent over the last 4 years. You know,
yep.
it's like you guys think this thing's going to rise, going to last forever. There's still a one-world government agenda going on. They still want power, and they're not going to quit trying to get it. You can never be complacent, no matter who's in the president's seat.
Right, and that's like we tell everybody on the show, you know, we said this for a long time. They're willing to destroy us before they go down. They'll destroy this entire country, which with a nuclear bomb. That's why Pelosi wants those codes.
Well, exactly. I hope that everything works out for the best, but we need to prepare for the worst. And that's just
exactly.
the reality.
Exactly. For the listeners listening in, you know, nothing wrong with getting with your neighbors, planning like I'm doing. Because, you know, this is serious, very, very serious. So it could go both ways, you know. So it's best to plan, get with your neighbors, do, you know, and everything, and go out and figure it out from there. But I'll call you and talk to you about that, see what I need to do to group these guys together. I think there's going to be like 300 or 400 going in. So
it's
that's
great.
A lot.
It sounds great. I'll for sure talk to you. And something
okay.
else, like I was at a rally recently up here in my neck of the woods, you know, and there was a guy talking to me, and he goes, well, what should I hide? I said, nothing. I said, tell him to kiss your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, exactly.
Said, you know, and he goes, well, there's a lot of patriots and Trump supporters on my road. He goes, but we don't ever really get together and talk or anything. I said, well, you guys probably should start. You guys should start communicating, getting together, and making plans.
Yeah,
you
same
know?
Thing here. You know, we know we're Trump supporters up here and Republicans and stuff, and it took this long for shit to happen to get everybody together. You know, but I'm tickled to think that they're wanting, because I told them, I go, well, I'm militia and everything, and if you want to organize, you know, I could call, you know, I told them about you, and I told them about Herc, and I go, I need to contact these guys that can help prepare us. You know, and everything.
They're
willing to jump on board, you know, and everything. So, but anyhow, all right, brother. Well, we'll go ahead and sign off because it is our time. Let's just pray. I was frustrated because of shit, man. Nothing's going to happen. And me and Virgil got to talk and put 2 and 2 together today. It doesn't make sense. Going on now makes a lot of sense, you know. And everything, because of all the information that I got, you got, everybody got, and everything. So it's like really, really frustrating. So this just pray. Let's pray. So, but we'll be back Monday and everything. So if anything does break in, we'll come on in an emergency and stuff. We'll break in and fill you in on what's going on. So Ron, I'll call you a little bit later on, talk to you. And everybody else, we'll see you. Good night. Be safe.
Talk to you later. You have a good night.
All right, brother.
Bye.